So the water that does get to your tap really deserves a prize for all it's been through, right? But still, it's not always an appreciated commodity because to some of us, it tastes a bit funky. Sometimes I feel like I can taste the river and the bleach and the pipes and everything else in between. What should water taste like? We tracked down a foremost expert in water flavor. His name is Arthur von Wiesenberger. He's authored several books on water's flavor, and we interrupted his ski vacation in the Austrian Alps so that he could talk to us. Arthur, welcome to The Pulse.
Pleasure to be there. Thank you.
Arthur, what do we look for in great-tasting water?
Well, in some ways, you look for the absence of certain things. For example, you want the absence of chemicals, things like chlorine, which gives a almost like chemistry lab taste and odor to water. We don't want too much of certain minerals, like sodium might make water taste a little bit too salty. But then, you know, it's different between the Americans and the Europeans, because in America, we know what we don't want in our water, like salt and chlorine, things like that. But we're a little hazy on what we do want, whereas the Europeans, it's the opposite. They know what they want in their water. They want certain minerals because of its medicinal value and health benefits. They like magnesium and potassium and calcium. Those are all considered to be good minerals, which also give water a good taste.
Now, when water is marketed in America, a lot of times we are told where the water is coming from. You know, it's from this spring that is deep underneath a mountain and so on and so forth. How much does that matter where the water has been sitting?
Well, water that comes from higher elevations tends to have less contaminants in it. As water goes lower, it comes in contact with more agricultural activities, more industrial activities, and of course, human population. As water falls, it percolates down into the ground. So rain comes down, percolates into the ground, and it takes a journey under the ground. And in that journey, it comes in contact with different kinds of rock strata, where it picks up minerals and trace elements. And when it eventually daylights as a spring, it's accumulated those minerals, and it's really like a fingerprint. Each one is very unique. So each spring has its own personality, if you will, and therefore its own taste.
Now, I can picture a sommelier tasting wine. What do you do when you taste water professionally?
Well, we look at water from various parameters. First, in its appearance. Again, it should be perfectly clear. I mean, I guess you'd call it 50 shades of clear. But if you have a color in the water, which can come from iron, for example, that would make the water look orange. If you have a little bit of algae in water, it would make it give it a green tint. Sulfur might give it a yellow tint. Those things you don't want in your water. Then you do an aroma check, as you would with wine. You sniff it and see what aromas you pick up. Generally, it should be odor-free, but things like chlorine will give it an aroma. Then you'd have a taste of the water, where you roll the water over your tongue and all the taste buds in your palate, trying to pick up the different nuances of saltiness, sourness, bitterness, sweetness, so forth. And then you make a note of what kind of effect that water has. Is it refreshing? Is it clean? Is it clear? Or is it salty or heavy or mineralized? And rate it accordingly. Then there's the mouthfeel. Some waters might have silica in them, for example. And silica would give a texture to water that's almost slippery. Then there's the aftertaste. Once you swallow the water, how does it leave your mouth? Does it, has your mouth got a residue in it, or is it refreshed and clean and you drink more of it?
Arthur, when you're back in the U.S., do you drink tap water ever?
Not very often. I mean, I must say, where I live in Santa Barbara, California, the tap water is so mineralized, but with not necessarily the good tasting ones, that you can virtually chew it. So I'm not very fond of it.
Arthur, I'm drinking some Philly tap water, which is fine, but I don't think it's going to win any awards. But I want to thank you so much for being on The Pulse.
It's really been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.